You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me. It is Tuesday, and I thank you for joining us for WGOD. It's 15 minutes of the Word of God. Where are we going to go today? Well, first, I want to say good morning, greetings to you. Maybe it's 7 o'clock in the morning. I say good morning. Maybe it's 11:45 in the afternoon and you're heading out to get a bite to eat. Thanks for taking us with you here today. You're listening then on WWBC, 1510 AM, and its subsequent FM stations as well, 94.7, 99.9, or 100.7 south end of Brevard County. I'm Paul Esposito. I'm the station manager of WMIE, WWBC, and I'm the pastor of Island Community Church, which is where all of these sermons come from. And I thank you for joining us here. You're going to hear the last part now of a sermon I preached a week and a half ago. We just started a brand new series, the Book of Galatians, verse by verse. Paul is madder than a wet hornet at Judaizers, Jewish people, that had crept into the church and told them the cross wasn't enough. In addition to the cross, you have to add, now, dot, dot, dot. People do that all the time today. Back then, it was circumcision, which is why Paul says twice in the letter, circumcision availeth nothing but faith working through love. Circumcision doesn't mean anything. Think about this. This is a Pharisee that said this. Circumcision means nothing anymore. He says in the 1 Corinthians, baptism means nothing. I thank God I haven't baptized any one of you, he says, except for Crispus and Gaius. God did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel. The gospel message, faith plus nothing equals salvation.
The gospel message is you and I are saved by faith in Jesus Christ, faith in the Son of God and Him alone. Any other gospel is a different gospel, as Paul called it, and ultimately a false gospel. For no other foundation can anyone lay other than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. End of sentence. Verse 6, I marvel that you're turning away. That's the word metatithemi. It means to be moved from one place to the other. Again, that's literally, we could call that, beam me up, Scotty. It means to be transported from one place to the other. Where it says moved in the King James, other translation says you've turned away. Meta means a change of condition. The word tithemi means to stand. This group has moved where they moved stances. They used to stand here and believe in the salvation by grace alone, through faith alone, and someone influenced them and they changed. And they ended up over here where salvation is grace, repentance, don't eat pork. I go to Sabbath on a Saturday. I wear a skirt that's lower than my knees. I don't wear jewelry. I don't have any tattoos. Laughable it is. Paul said those that do that, He said, I wish they would go and castrate themselves. He didn't even say anything that strong about the woman who was sleeping with his mother, with his stepmother. He said it to those that perverted the gospel message. You can't add anything to what Jesus did on the cross. Don't let anyone try to influence you. Salvation is by grace alone, through faith alone. Simple message, right? No other foundation. The foundation is like set in the cement when you're building a house. No other foundation can anyone lay other than that which is laid is already down. It's Jesus Christ. There's no changing that. Now, if you have a King James Bible, in verse 6 and 7, you'll see the same word, another. And that's not entirely accurate. Let me read it to you out of the King James. And let me show you where they could have done a little better. I marvel that ye are so soon removed. That's the word metatathemi. You're standing in a different place now. Because of influence. I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another. Do you see that? Another and another. The first another is the word heteros, which means another of a different kind, like heterosexual. The second is the word allos, which means another of the same kind. Two different Greek words. That's why a lot of modern translations reflect that. Like the one I'm quoting from here. I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel, which is not another. Do you see that on the handout? I think it's on there, isn't it? Verse 6, you're turning away so soon from him who called you to the grace of Christ to a different gospel, which is not another. That is not another of the same kind. To add anything to what the Son of God did on the cross is to pervert the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. To add anything to what the Son of God did on the cross is to pervert the gospel. So, knowing what you know now, how do you think God feels about those that teach your salvation is based on your little piddly works? After all that Jesus did on the cross? I mean, what an abomination, isn't it? I'm going to imagine that. Jesus plus you giving to UNICEF. Jesus plus work in the food pantry. Jesus plus giving all your money away. Jesus plus, I mean, where do you draw the line? Faith plus nothing equals salvation. That's the theme here today and every week as we're doing this, going through this book. All right, let's hit one last section here today, and then we'll wrap this up. And that is the curse that Paul pronounces on all those that preach another gospel. Verse 8, but even if we, or an angel from heaven, should preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. As we've said before, now he's repeating it. He's never done this before. As we've said before, so now I say it again. If anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed. This is how serious this is, church. This is how serious this is to God. In Greek, it's the words heteros, euangelion. Heteros, another of a different kind, right? We just looked at that. euangelion. You know what that means? Eu is good news. Angelos, angel, message. Euangelion, evangelist. It's the Greek word for gospel. You know, if you took the Book of Mormon and if you translated the title of the Book of Mormon into Greek, guess what it is? It's Heteros Euangelion. Now, here's the Apostle Paul 2,000 years ago says to you, warning, someday someone's going to come to you with a Heteros Euangelion. 2,000 years ago. And the Mormon book verbatim, in other words, to rub your noses in it, of all the ignorant, there's 6.3 million Mormons in the United States. And the Bible is plain and clear. Warning, Will Robinson, when this happens, someone's going to come to you with another gospel. And when he does, let him be cursed. The word means set aside for destruction. And delivered by a false angel, even that part is taken out of the Bible. Their name of their false angel is Moroni, which is the Greek word for fool. You know, if you fall for this, you deserve it. You've got it coming to you. I once told this to two Mormons. I used to live in Colorado, and Mormons are everywhere out there. Man, I would have loved to be a fly on a wall across the street from my house that day. You would think there was Olympic tryouts. You've never seen two Mormons run so fast in all of your blessed life as those that shrieked and ran out my door the day I showed them what the Word of God said. So, as we've said before, so now I say it again. If anyone preaches any other gospel to you than that which you've received, let him be accursed. We'll end it here for today, church. Salvation is by grace alone, God's. Salvation is by faith alone, yours. That is, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That's the gospel message this morning. Salvation comes through grace alone and by faith alone. And to add anything else, Ron, I'll get you to start that song for me. To add anything else to the gospel is high treason.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
On eternal shores, with all believers who have come before, Jesus Christ forever.